This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL draft analyst, college football expert, Brown legend, John Harris joining us on the program right now. Johnny, how are things going?
Very well. I did not have my ruptured Achilles tendon operated on today, so I can feel very good about that. I feel excellent, and now that minicamp OTAs are over, we can start looking forward to training camp finally.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm gonna miss West Virginia for sure, but
you and me both.
Yeah, it'll be good when training camp.
I lost my you know what in the casinos there. I guess I can say it now.
Virginity?
Holy smokes!
Wait, okay.
No. Well,
you lost your virginity in a casino.
I lost my wallet.
Yeah.
I lost my wallet. They seemingly kept taking money from me for some reason.
Johnny.
And then I kept giving it back to them.
Yeah, Johnny.
They seem like such nice people over
there. Well, and they
know.
Here's the thing, Johnny. They don't build those big places like that with donations. Well, actually, they do. Donations at the blackjack table from people like you and me.
Man, if I could tell you, I mean, 2017, when we were up there for what seemed like 8 months, I swear to you, I think I gave them a number that had a comma in it. I mean, it was ridiculous. Now, I will say, I got most of it back when we went to New Orleans, which was a longer trip than it needed to be, because that was the weekend that Hurricane Harvey hit. But West Virginia was, man, they've got a lot of Texas money, that's for sure, because there were a lot of people dropping, not just me, but there were a lot of people dropping money in that casino, that's for sure.
Is blackjack your game of choice?
It is my only game of choice, Rich, because your co-host taught it to me a long time ago. And see, I had never been to Vegas. And we went to Vegas in January of 2008, and we finished the show. I saw a few of my friends playing blackjack, and I was like, this looks like fun. So I sat down to play. It was 8:30 at night, Vegas time. And I sat down to play, and I wasn't just playing blackjack. I was playing blackjack switch, which you play two hands, and you can swap cards. So not learning just blackjack, but I got like blackjack 301 thrown at me. So Sean's in one ear, a couple other people in my other ears, and it's like, okay, what do I do? I played until 4:30 in the morning Vegas time, and I didn't move the entire time, and I was so hooked. I was like, I cannot do this. I will be broke in hours if I continue to do this. So I had to kind of pick and choose my spots. But I was 8 hours straight on the blackjack tables.
Wow.
And that is my game of choice for sure.
I promise we'll move on, but I got to tell you, it's the only game I play in a casino as well. I'm not that good. Occasionally I'll come away with a couple of $100. You got any good advice?
No, don't play. Don't play, because then you don't lose. That's it. But I don't know. There's just something about, you know, seeing, you know, when you split cards, you know, you play. But I'll tell you this, we went to the Greenbrier, and at the Greenbrier, you've got some people that have got some bucks that are staying at the hotel that are not connected with the Texans. And so this is what I learned when I was in Vegas. I became a pretty quick study. Like, the people at the table matter. They matter. And if the person sitting in the first seat screws it up, he screws it up for the whole table. If the person in front of you takes a card when they're not supposed to, I swear to you, I almost lost it. I had like $150 on a hand, and the guy in front of me took my card when he had 17, and the dealer had a 3 showing. I swear to you, I almost came out of my chair. And the dealer was like, are you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, no, don't do it. And he goes, yeah, hit me. Face card. What did I need? I needed a face card. I was like, I'm going to take your really rich behind out of this casino in just a second, because you just cost me a lot of money.
We've all been there.
That was the one thing that with blackjack that could really get under my skin a little bit.
We've all been
okay,
there.
Let's talk football. Let's go.
And in my case, on occasion, I'm that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, see, there should be a rule. There should be a rule in casinos that if you go with a move that is drastically against what the book says and it negatively impacts the person next to you, like you take the card of the person next to you, that person should be allowed one punch.
No, they should have a trap door where your chair is.
Yes, like that show that Ellen hosts.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Just goodbye. If you don't know what you're doing, and you have somebody next to you knows what they're doing, I'd just assume with that Warriors investor that pushed Kyle Lowry, I would like that. If you don't know what you're doing at the blackjack table and you screwed up and cost the whole table money, just you're done. You're gone for a year. You're now an investor. You're not even a part-time owner. You're an investor. Oh, wait a second. You're not even going to be in the building. And by the way, that guy, they're building this beautiful building in San Francisco, and he's like a couple games away from going into it, and he does that, and now he's banned. Boy, that stinks for him.
Yes, it does.
All right. Johnny Harris joining us on the show, and thus ends the blackjack portion of the program. All right, Johnny. So we know that there's a general manager opening over there right now. We know that there's there are candidates out there for this thing. If you were delivering a sales pitch to a candidate on this job, how good a job do you think this is? What would your sales pitch be on why this is a really, really good general manager position?
Well, I think a guy that has not this job in particular, but that has a job in the AFC South may have put it best. He said, I'm going to go somewhere where there's a quarterback, and that was Chris Ballard. Ballard was very clear about what he was looking for, because he was up for a number of different jobs, some that people knew about, some that people didn't. But he was up for a number of GM jobs, and there were some. The San Francisco job came open the year that he took the Colts job, and he didn't take it. He was like, no way, man. That's the California. No, that's not for me. And at that time, they didn't have Jimmy Garoppolo. But Indianapolis did have Andrew Luck, and that made a world of difference. And if you feel like you are a great player evaluator, or not even great, but you're good, you feel like you're a good player evaluator, the one position that is that much more difficult to try and understand, especially now that college offenses and NFL offenses are as divergent as they can be, some are moving closer, but some are still pretty divergent, and you're trying to forecast, will this quarterback end up being the face of my franchise going forward, yes or no? That is as difficult as anything a general manager is going to do. But if that player's in place, I can handle everything else. I can handle everything else. And that's the way that Ballard looked at it with the Colts. He said, Andrew Luck's here. I can handle everything else. Oh, yeah, but you got T.Y. Hilton. You got this. He goes, I don't care. I've got the quarterback. That's what I need to have to win in this league. The quarterback's already there. That's already been established. I can build everything else around it. And that's what he has begun to do in Indianapolis. Now, I don't think the Texans are sitting in a teardown position as potentially they were in Indianapolis. I mean, if you think about it, they kept Andrew Luck, Costanzo, and T.Y. Hilton. Other than that, pretty much that roster has been turned over the last two and a half years since Ballard's been there. So he's turned that roster over. I don't think the Texans roster is in for that. So that's one good thing. Hey, look, you've got some building block pieces, but you have the quarterback. It's a quarterback that will get better each and every week. He will get better year over year. He is a guy that is going to win Super Bowls at some point. You hope it's sooner than later, but it's going to happen. Your responsibility is to build the squad, continue to build the squad around him that will then get them to not just a Super Bowl, to not just be the outlier, to not just be the 2002 Bucks, but to be a team that is in position to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl every single year. And there are very few teams in the league that have been able to do that. But with this quarterback, you have that opportunity to do it. So all you GMs out there that are listening, jump on that sales pitch and then get on over here to NRG Stadium.
Mm-hmm. John, you, of course, you're in the building every day. So I'm curious, on Friday afternoon, we're over at the TriStar show, and this news comes down. I guess kind of a multifaceted sort of question here, but I'm not going to burden you too much. Number one, was there any inkling whatsoever in that building that Brian Gain was on shaky ground? And what was your reaction when you heard the news? And what has the news brought about within that building? I don't want you to, reveal everything you've heard, but I'm curious to know what the impact of this news has been.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was actually listening to the Triple Threat in my car when you guys were at the TriStar when I got a phone call. Because, and here's a peek behind a curtain, every so often we will record the show. And on Fridays when there's nothing really going on, like, okay, can we record the show? Because why not? It's Friday. Let's get out of Dodge. Nothing's happening. So the show was in the books. The show had already, I had recorded it. I was all done. It was my show on Friday and I had it all done. And I got a call saying, hey, there's going to be some news that you're going to want to change your whole show. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the whole show. So at this point, my mind is racing. And so they wouldn't tell me what exactly it was. And so now my mind is racing. And I'm like, if I'm going to find out, then it's got to be okay, charges are being brought against a player. Somebody's gotten suspended. Like, an official announcement's coming out. And an official announcement did come out. And when I saw that it was Brian being fired, I think it was like, whoa. But I said this during draft weekend, and I will say this forevermore. I said this about the draft, but I'll say this as it pertains to anything, really. Nothing surprises me ever in this game, in this industry. It really doesn't. There might be things that are like, whoa, I didn't really see that coming, but I'm not going to say that I was surprised and am surprised by anything, really, because, look, what we see and what we hear is, what, 10, 15%, and maybe we're in the building, so that's maybe 20 to 25%. I mean, we're not privy to coaches' meetings. We're not privy to personnel and coaches' meetings, but I think there were people in the building that were just, you know, surprised, like, whoa, I just didn't see that coming. There were a lot of people that were on vacation or that actually were out for the day, like, you know, Friday. They were gone by lunchtime. So, you know, they were kind of caught off guard in some sense. But I think you guys, and I listened to what you guys had to say, and I think you guys were on it. And I think Bill reiterated that yesterday. And I know people were probably frustrated he kept going back to the statement in some sense, but look, if you have a conversation with your boss, with Armin, you guys gonna bring it to the air? I mean, more than likely no. And that's what Bill was trying to say was, look, Cal wants to win. We all want to win. The McNairs want to win. You know, Bob wanted to win, but I think Cal and Bob seemingly are looking at and have looked at things differently. And they're different people. I mean, one's father, one's son. I mean, they look at things differently, and they have. And I think Bill tried to make it clear yesterday that, in essence, Cal's not messing around. We got to get this thing right. I said to Mark the other day, look, there's a window, and when I think about a window, I don't think it's so much with Deshaun. I think a great quarterback allows you to have the window open. But how much more time does JJ have? You know, how much more time does JJ have in this league playing at this particular level? Man, I want him to play for 20 years. You know, I want him to play for but look, the position he plays and the attention that he gets every single game, that's not going to happen. So what is the window of opportunity for this team to be at this particular level? I mean, I don't want that thing closing and all of a sudden Deshaun looks up and is like, whoa, I'm the only one here and we haven't won a ring yet. And then you got to try and build it up 2-3 years after. I mean, I don't think that's what Cal was looking at. I think Cal looked at it and said, we can be better. And here's how we can be better. He relayed that to Bill. And I think that statement, and I think that's what Bill was saying yesterday, is look, this statement pretty much says it all. We want to win championships in this town. So, yeah, it was maybe caught everybody off guard in what happened, but I think Cal was steadfast in this needed to happen to get us to a different level. 11-5 in a divisional playoff or just getting to the divisional playoff is not going to cut it. Or just getting to the wild card round is just not going to cut it. This needs to be a championship organization, and I think Cal wants it to move in that direction, and I think this move really signified that.
Yep, no doubt. John Harris joining us on the show for his weekly visit. Johnny, Jack Easterby is a new name that I think has been injected into things here for Texan fans that we're all getting to know, and certainly through the last few days, his name has been front and center with all this. Do you have a good Jack Easterby story? It feels like everybody over at the building over there has a good Jack Easterby story.
No, I haven't had a chance to spend a lot of time with Jack. He has struck me as being, every time he sees me in the hallway, he's like, hey, John, what's going on? I mean, he's a very positive guy. I mean, I see that with his interactions with people, but he's a guy, and when Tom Brady said after, I think it was the Super Bowl in 16, I remember seeing an article about him, and it was interesting because as I read it, I was like, character coach. I was like, the reason that it caught my eye was I thought about if I ever went back to coaching, which I don't think that I ever would, but if I ever did, that's a spot that, and I read it very like thoroughly because I was like, if I ever went back, this is the kind of thing that I would do. Not a guy that spends a lot of time with X's and O's, but takes kind of a 30,000-foot view at what's going on. How can I help the team? What can I do to help the team? And so character coach kind of caught my attention. So I read this article about him, and I remember Tom Brady quoted in that article saying, Jack Easterby is a big reason why we won the Super Bowl. And I'm like, whoa, okay. And I kind of locked that away. And when he ended up joining us, I just remember thinking, all right, boy, we've got an asset in our midst that hopefully – we'll be able to fit in with this organization and make an impact on this organization. And I think he is going to do that, if not already. But I'm excited to see what is done with Jack Easterby, how the players continue to react to him. Obviously, we haven't even gotten to the season. But I'm thrilled that he's in our building because of what I think he can bring. Now, obviously, it's been a short amount of time. He's only been here since April. But I think that his impact was felt significantly in New England. And anything that helps this organization get to a Super Bowl, that we can be where the confetti can come down on us, you know, that's red, white, and blue coming down on us as opposed to a different color, or is not Patriots red, white, and blue. That's going to be a great day, and hopefully he's going to be a piece in helping us get to that point.
Yep, appreciate it as always. We will talk to you soon.
Absolutely, boys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, John. John Harris. Split those queens, I'm leaving.
That's Johnny doesn't split queens. John, let me just tell you right now, Blackjack Switch, the game Johnny was talking about that he had to play.
Right.
Playing Blackjack for the first time playing Blackjack Switch is like, it's like taking your driver's ed at the Indy 500.
No thanks. That takes a guy who went to Brown.
Yes.
Guys, no way. My Dayton education would not get me through that experience.
That he sat there for 8 hours and he didn't have to go donate a kidney afterwards is a miracle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.